And I want to think with you this morning, especially about the works of God's hands.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的，尤其是神手的作为。
That hymn we just sang a few minutes ago, How Great Thou Art.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，你真伟大。
Began this way, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made.
我们要来看神手所创造的世界。
Then sings my soul, How great thou art.
然后我们来唱，你真伟大。
But not everybody thinks that way.
但是不是每一个人都这么想的。
Others look at our spectacular world and they say, What a wonderful world. Others look at our world and they say, What a wonderful world.
别人他看我们这个世界说这是一个奇妙的世界。
Paul says it this way in Romans 1:25. They worship and serve creation, not the Creator.
但是保罗在罗马书第一章二十五节他说这些人呢他们去敬拜受造之物而不是去敬拜那个造物的神。
What God would teach us through the words of Paul in Romans 1:25 is that it is never good enough for us to contemplate nature and marvel.
在罗马书第一章第二十五节，保罗呢，他要告诉我们，我们如果只是去看这个大自然和受造物，而在那边惊异的话，这个是不够的。
It is wickedness, whether it be they or we, to fail to see through creation to our Creator.
在神面前看，这个是其实是一个恶。如果我们只是看见这个造物，这个大自然，而我们没有去认识那个造物的神。
What that verse in Romans 1 most commonly conjures in my mind has been nature lovers.
当每次我读到罗马书第一章二十五节的时候，我会想到的、联想到的呢，就是那些爱好大自然的人。
Folks who go and commune with nature in the forest and the sky, maybe the ocean.
因为有些人呢，他们会到大自然里面要跟大自然交流，他们会到。海边啊，到森林里面跟大自然有沟通交流。
For city dwellers, such excursions can be quite therapeutic.
有些人呢，他们会到海边，而且这样子的出去散心呢，常常对心灵有医治的作用。
I think of times I've gotten to watch the sunset.
我还记得有的时候我去看日落。
Occasionally, things work out such that we happen to be at the right place at the right time and are privileged to gaze for 20 minutes uninterrupted.
有的时候呢，如果我们刚好就在那个对的时刻到那个对的地方，我们可以这样子不受打岔的观看美丽的日落，差不多20分钟。
We watch as the sun disappears, and then we see the spectacular vision of wispy clouds with pinks on one side and grays on the other.
然后我们就可以看见日头慢慢的落下来，一边的云彩呢是粉红色的，另外一边的云彩是灰色的。
What a wonderful creator!
我们就说造物主何等奇妙。
And somebody else just 10 miles away is having the same experience, or maybe not quite the same.
因为在可能在十个英里之外的人呢，他们所看见的或许跟我一样，或许不一样。
In fact, an hour ago.Folks in the previous time zone got to see it there.
因为可能在一个小时之前呢，在另外一个时段的人可以看见一样的东西。
Don't you wish you could take it all in?
你不会觉得你会不会想说，哎，我如果能够看见这所有的同时间看见这所有的事情，该多好
！What an amazing creator!
因为我们的造物神是这么的奇妙。
Made so much spectacular beauty, it's far beyond the ability of any of us to be able to take it all in.
因为他所造的是这么的奇妙伟大，不是我们任何一个人可以完全的看透的。
And there's the different beauty of the sunrise.
而且呢，日出的那个美丽又是不一样。
For some of you, that's the way you live your life. You get up before the sun, and you get to watch it.
因为有些人呢，我们在日出之前就起来了，我们就可以看见那美丽的日出。
Why has our Creator made so much beauty beyond our ability to absorb it?
为什么我们的造物神他创造这么多美丽的东西，简直是让我们没有办法完全的看尽、享尽。
But He has.
但是他就是造了这么多。
But I want us to think beyond just nature or just creation.
但是我希望大家能够来思想，不单只是大自然，不单只是这些创造。
In fact, creation is also everything, everything that is not the creator.
那其实呢，什么叫做创造呢？所有一切的事情，除了造物主本身之外，一切的事情都是创造的。
Everything that is not the creator has been created by the creator.
因为一切凡不是造物主本身，都是被造的，都是这位造物主造的。
We don't have to go to the forest or the beach or look up in the sky to see the handiwork of our God.
我们不需要到森林里，到海边来看天空，来看我们这个造物主所造的主。
According to the ancients, there were four elements to our world: earth, air, fire, and water, they said.
在古时候的人呢，他们说这个世界有四个元素，就是空气、水、火，还有土。
When we think of the elements, we think of chemistry, the periodic table.
但是当我们想到元素的时候呢，我们自然的就会想到化学，还有那个化学的元素表。
And from there, our minds go to other of the natural sciences, such as physics and astronomy and geology.
然后从这里呢，我们就可以去想到其他的自然科学，比方说物理啊，还有那个天文学，还有气象学。
Where did these come from?
这些都是从哪里来的？
From the mind of man?
这些都是从人的头脑想出来的吗？
You're kidding me.
你简直是在开玩笑。
These are marvels.And we need to let ourselves take the time to contemplate them.
这些其实都是非常的奇妙，而且我们需要花时间的来默想，来思想。
These are marvels, and if we don't marvel at them, shame on us.
这些其实都是非常奇妙的。如果我们不觉得奇妙的话，那我们实在应该感觉到很羞愧。
We must not be like those that Paul condemns there in Romans chapter 1.
我们不应该像那些保罗在罗马书第一章所定罪的人。
With the BBC, they worship creation, but not the creator.
像刚刚我们看见那个 BBC, 他们呢，其实他们是在敬拜这个创造、被造之物，而不是去敬拜那个造物的神。
This kind of contemplation is profoundly enriching to our souls.
我们这样子的思想呢，其实会让我们的心灵得到很大的丰盛。
And it is a rich resource for broad and deep worship of our God beyond our more common worship thoughts.
因为我们这样子去思想的话呢，我们的心灵就会更丰盛，而且我们对神的敬拜呢，就会有更丰富、更深的那个思想，比我们平常敬拜神的思想要更丰富。
We are encountering the wonders of our God all the time, through every day, every waking minute. We are seeing them.
其实我们每一天、每一个时刻、每一个我们醒着的时刻，我们都在看神伟大的创造。
We have constant stimulus for praising God, constant.
所以我们不断的就是可以看到这些东西，让我们能够来赞美神。
Have you ever thought of water as wonderful?
你们有没有想过水是非常的奇妙呢
？Hydrogen and oxygen.
啊，碳还有氢，氢和什么？钾。
They got it. In the right mix, it's got very interesting properties, unique properties.
当你把它们放在一起的时候，它们的这个特质呢就。
Liquid, but at the right temperatures, it turns into solid. It can turn into gas.
当液体的时候，在一个适当的温度的时候呢，就会变成固体或是气体。
Think of the wonder of air.
那想一想这个空气。
We got mostly nitrogen, a lot of oxygen, and a couple other things.
什么是 nitrogen?
Nitrogen, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Number seven on the periodic table, all right?
Okay, 氮还有氢。哇，你们知道物理那个。
Gravity, it's a wonder. Man didn't make it, God did.
Okay, 那个地心引力，这也是非常的奇妙。这不是人造的，这是神造的。
I just read a couple days ago the discovery of a correction in the size of a proton.
Proton.
A proton.
I know what proton is. 中文是什么？然后中子。 核子 proton okay. 我最近呢才读到这个 proton 这个核子它的这个大小呢他们有一点的纠正它的大小
It's amazing
这非常的奇妙
Think about the marvel of the human body
那我们再看看我们人的身体
I remember so distinctly one time that my dad called special attention He said, look at your hand That's amazing.
有一次我记得我爸爸跟我说, 你看看你的手是多么的奇妙。
The things we can do with a hand.
想想我们手所能做的事。
The sensitivity and the strength.
我们的手是多么的敏锐, 而且呢, 我们的手又是非常的有能力。
27 bones in there.
我们的手上呢, 就有27个骨头。
There's the wonder of the digestive system.
还有我们的消化系统。
We're sure happy when it works right.
我们当然很高兴，当它正常运作的时候，我们就很高兴。
Some of you of the medical world, you understand stuff about the circulatory system, the respiratory system, nervous and lymphatic and endocrine systems.
那我们在医学界的人呢，我们就可以了解这个循环系统，我们的呼吸系统，我们神经系统，淋巴系统。
That's not just
我们的那个内分泌
That's not just for the classroom and for the doctor's office. That's the marvel of what our God has created.
所以这些知识呢，不是只是让我们在课堂里学学，或是我们在那个医学界来研究。这些呢，都是让我们去看神创造的伟大，还有神的伟大。
Oh, and by the way, it didn't happen by chance.
而且这些呢，不是就是巧合发生的。
We are not the random product of evolution.
我们不是很巧合的进化出来的。
What about the wonder of human growth?
那我们人的成长呢，这也是非常的奇妙。
Cellular development and DNA and stem cells.
还有我们的那个 细胞的成长，干细胞，还有我们的染色体。
What if your DNA put your fingernail in your ear?
如果我们的染色体搞错了，把我们的这个手指甲放在我们耳朵里面。
Why does it do it this way? Why does our DNA get it right and put the fingernails where they belong?
为什么我们的染色体它能够做把它配对了，使我们的手指甲就长在手上呢？
It is amazing.
这是非常的奇妙的。
What if your big toe landed up on the wrong side of your foot?
如果我们的脚上的大拇指长是在脚的另外一边怎么办？
You ever think about the skin cells? About your lips, for instance, compared to the transition from this kind of skin to this kind of... It's amazing.
你想想看，我们身上的细胞，这个细胞怎么这样子慢慢的改变？比方说，我们嘴巴附近的细胞，从这种细胞到这种细胞，又回到另外一种细胞。
Whose idea was that?
这是谁的想法，谁的主意？
And how did he manage to figure out how to do that?
那他怎么想出来怎么做的？
And he gets it right every time.
而且他每一次做的都是对的。
Can you say amazing?
我们可不可以一起来说这真奇妙？
Amazing creation, amazing creator.
因为我们有一个奇异的创造，因为我们有一个奇异的造物主。
That's the point.
那这就是今天的这个主题。
We go to the zoo.
我们去动物园。
And see amazing creations.
我们看见神伟大的创造。
Monterey Bay Aquarium. I love it.
我很喜欢到 Monterey 的水族馆。
Or you can even just go to your dentist's office and look at his aquarium.
或是我们到牙医的那个办公室看看他的小的鱼缸。
A droplet of pond water under a microscope.
如果我们从显微镜底下看见，从那个池塘里面出来的一滴水，
fascinating，
我们就会非常的惊讶。
I thank God for the godless BBC giving us these spectacular videos.
所以虽然这个BBC 呢，他们不认识神，但是我仍然感谢神，因为他们给我们这样子好看的影片。
I praise God for Crocodile Hunter.
我也非常感谢神那些猎取鳄鱼的人。
Yeah, he tried to teach evolutionism through his videos.
是的，他们可能射出来的影片呢，要教导大家进化论。
But he helped us to experience some wonderful creatures.
但是这些影片呢，都帮助我们来经历，来看这些奇妙的创造。
And these would, of course, have nothing to give us had not the Creator first made such wonderful world.
但是这些人呢，如果我们的创造，我们的造物主没有给我们这个奇妙的世界，这些人呢就没有办法，给我们什么东西。
Have you thought about the wonder of the human psyche?
那而且你们有想过这个我们人的心理也是多么的奇妙。
Some of you have studied psychology.
有些人读心理学。
There's emotions, there's intellect. These are very amazing phenomena.
我们的心理呢，人的心理呢，我们有情绪，我们有我们的思维，我们有我们的智能，这些也都是非常的奇妙。
I'm impressed with hearing and seeing.
而且我们怎么能够看，怎么能够听，这也是非常的奇妙。
Think about vision just a minute.
那我们想想我们的视觉。
The amazing capacity to receive data or stimuli, it comes through a lens, and the lens is doing this. It comes through an iris and a pupil, and that's doing this. And it focuses the rays and flips the image upside down to the back of our eye onto the retina. It's picked up by the cone cells and the rod cells and transmitted electronically to our brain, to the right place in the brain. Good luck.
让我们想一想我们的视觉。我们的视觉先从眼睛呢，我们这些东西是透过资讯，它有一个透过接受这资讯以后，透过这个视网膜、眼角膜到后面的这个影像，然后借着这些原杆状的细胞，还有圆锥的细胞，再把它们变成了神经、电波，还有化学的信号，把它送到头脑，然后我们就可以看见 something like that.
And what is it that our eyes are processing? Electromagnetic waves.
那我们眼睛到底是处理什么样的信号呢？这是一种电磁波。
The waves can't be too long or too short, or we wouldn't see them.
这些电磁波呢，也不能太长，也不能太短，不然我们就看不到了。
Think about the wonder of love.
然后想一想爱，奇妙的爱。
Where'd that come from?
爱是从哪里来的？
The wonder of human love is marvelous.
人间的爱是非常的奇妙。
There's a great verse in the book of Proverbs that says, there are three things that are too wonderful for me, in fact, four, which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of a sea, and the way of a man with a maid.
在箴言三十章那边讲到爱的地方，三十章第十九节、第十八节，他说：“我所测不透的奇妙有三样，连我所不知道的共有四样，就是鹰在空中飞得到，蛇在磐石上爬得到，船在海中行得到，和男与女交合得到。”
We need to let ourselves.Ponder and wonder and be amazed.
我们必须花时间让我们去默想、思想，让我们真的被这些来感觉到非常的惊异。
But creation is not just the pure, untouched world of nature.
但是呢，我们讲的创造呢，不是那些单单的、很单纯、很原始的这些自然而已。
When God made our first parents, the commission he gave in Genesis 1:26 was, be fruitful Multiply, fill, subdue.
因为呢，神在创造了我们第一对的父母呢，当初在创造的时候呢，他就命令他们要生养众多，遍满全地，而且要治理这地。
And how were they going to do that?
那他们要怎么样达成这个？
They had to become creative like their creator.
所以呢，他们就必须像造他们做他们造他们的这神一样的有创造力。
This commission essentially tells us, figure out what needs to be done and figure out how to get it done.
所以神呢对他们的托付呢，其实就是叫他们说，你们自己去想，你们应该怎么样达成这个使命，然后你们自己去做。
Go find the raw materials that I put out there in the planet.
所以呢，就是去在这个我把你放在这个地球上，你到处可以去找这些原料、这些材料。
Learn of their properties and what can be done with them.
然后呢，你就去了解他们的这些性质，要怎么样的把他们呢，摆在一起。
And then man gets to participate in a kind of a secondary creating if he's ever going to govern the earth and fulfill this commission.
所以换句话说呢，神呢是叫人呢。等于是去参与这个第二部分的创造，所以呢，他们可以发挥他们的想象力，还有他们的创造力，来完成神叫他们去管理这个地的托付。
So even human creations are a kind of a secondary impression of God's creation.
所以换句话说呢，人所做的东西，人的创造呢，只是神创造的这个第二步。
After all, they're possible only because first, the Creator made us like Himself, creative and intelligent. And second, He put the raw materials all around us in the first place.
所以人之所以可以创造呢，是因为有两个因素。第一个就是我们的造物主造我们跟他一样，是非常的有创造力，而且非常的聪明。再来第二个原因呢，就是我们的造物主他把这些原料原始的原料都供应给我们，使我们可以用来创造。
Soldiers and Boy Scouts are taught basic survival skills.
一些军人还有童子军呢，他们都学习怎么样能够有一些基本生存的这些技能。
They find themselves lost in raw nature and they're supposed to be able to figure out how to make a fire, how to make a trap for hunting, how to make some shelter.
当这些军人呢，还有童子军呢，他们被放在一些比较原始的地方，像森林里面，他们就要自己去想，他们要怎么样生活，他们要怎么样做一些的这个陷阱来打猎，而且他们要怎么样盖他们自己的住的这些。
And we think such survivalists are amazingly creative.
我们就觉得这些人呢，他们可以做这些东西，他们非常非常的具有创造力。
But who put those elements there in the first place?
但是是谁把这些东西摆在他们旁边的？
Have you ever thought about electricity?
你们有没有想过这些电？
We got these lights.
我们有这些灯光。
We got switches.
我们有开关。
You had to have electricity to get your car going today.
我们现在呢，还需要有电才能够发动我们的车子。
In the last 60 years, the world has created transistors and microcircuitry.
那在过去这60年呢，我们的世界还我们发明了半导体，我们发明了电路。
There would be no Microsoft or Internet without electricity.
如果没有电的话，就不可能有微软公司，也不可能有网路。
So I'm talking about things that we live with all the time. They're all around us.
所以我现在讲的就是我们周围的这些东西，我们生活的世界。
But how often do we pause to ponder them?
但是多少时候我们真的停下来，好好仔细的默想。
And give our Creator the credit He deserves.
然后我们把我们这些的这些把这些荣耀归给造物的神。
For heaven's sake, think about paint. Paint.
我们想一想油漆。
Paint on the walls.
我们想在漆在墙上的油漆。
Where's that come from?
这些从哪里来的？
Somebody created a recipe.
因为有些人呢，他们就发现了这些怎么样组合的这个公式。
Speaking of recipes, Some of you love to create in the kitchen.
有些呢，我们喜欢配我们自己的菜单，我们做菜的这些菜单。
And the rest of us love what you create in the kitchen.
那我们其他的人呢，就来享受你在厨房里的创造。
But marvel about the phenomenon of taste.
但是我们想一想，我们这个味觉也是非常的奇妙。
Plus aroma.
还有这些香味。
The wonderful blends of foods and spices.
还有我们怎么样把食物还有把这些香料混在一起。
You walk through town, you drive through town, you see buildings, you see asphalt, you see cars and signs.
当我们在街上走的时候，我们看见各样的建筑物，我们看见地上铺的柏油，我们看见车子，我们也看见一大堆的招牌。
All of those got created.
这些呢，也都是神创造的。
You walk through your home, you see pictures, you see furniture.
当你进了你的家以后，你看见呢？你看见一些图画，你看见一些照片。
You know, we don't have to use logs to cook my food in my house.
因为我们现在不需要再用生柴生火来煮饭了。
We have an electric stove right there in my kitchen.
因为在我家的厨房里，我们用有电的炉子。
Is that amazing or what?
这不是很奇妙吗？
Amazing creator.
因为我们有一个奇妙的造物主。
But my stove uses magnetic induction, doesn't use those old heating things, coils.
但是我的我煮饭的炉子呢是一个新的，它是用那个电磁炉，它不是一般的旧式的炉子。
I find that amazing.
我觉得也非常的奇妙。
What we need to learn is to say, amazing creator.
所以我们应该学习来说，我们的造物神真奇妙。
The wonder of a dishwasher or an ice machine.
还有我们的洗碗机，还有我们的制冰机。
You can think about the design and the manufacture of these, all that goes into those.
你可以想想怎么样生产的，怎么样制作的，这些都很奇妙。
Let me take you in yet another direction. How did that product get from the factory to installed and operative in your kitchen?
还有呢，我们再想一想，这些东西创造了制造了以后，怎么样从工厂运到，然后能够装到你的家里
？Some of you live and work in marketing and sales.
因为有些人呢，我们就是在销售的部门，公司的销售部门工作。
That had to be part of the process in order to get it from the factory to my kitchen.
所以呢，我们就可以知道怎么样把一个产品从工厂一直到装到你的家里，装到你的厨房里。
So thank you, you in marketing and sales.
所以你们在销售部门做事的，我们要谢谢你。
But thank our Creator who thought of that before you did.
但是我们还要感谢我们的造物神，因为他在你想到之前，他都已经想到了。
And you can't think about human creativity without thinking about music and art and literature.
我们想到人的创造的时候呢，我们自然都会想到一些像音乐、像艺术，还有文学。
A Broadway musical entitled The Music Man. There's a song sung by Marion the Librarian.
在百老汇的那个歌剧里面有一个叫做 Music Man， 那里面有一首歌。
And when she dreamed of the ideal husband, she was thinking of a man who might ponder, what makes Beethoven and Shakespeare great? Him I could love till I die.
在那里呢，有一首歌呢，这一个女士唱的，她就说她在思想她心目中的梦想中的最理想的先生呢，她就想到怎么样把贝多芬把莎士比亚。像这样子的，他可以真的是非常，他可以。
You musicians and artists, you derive so much fulfillment and so much pleasure from creating, don't you?
你们这些艺术家还有音乐家，当你们在创造的时候，你们是非常的享受，非常的喜悦，不是吗
？You also need to ponder on the wonder that music is.
那同时的，你应该停下来想一想。音乐的奇妙。
And remember that was the Creator's idea.
你想一想，这其实是我们造物神的主意。
And we haven't even begun to contemplate the wonder that is human spirit.
我们还没有来仔细的想一想那些奇妙的人的灵。
God is spirit, and He made you and me, not just physical bodies, but spirit beings.
因为神是一个灵，所以他创造你我的时候呢，不单我们有肉身，而且我们也有灵。
And the Bible teaches that we who love Jesus, our inner man is already new creation.
圣经告诉我们，我们这些爱耶稣的人呢，我们里面的灵呢，已经是一个新造的灵。
So now as we think of God as creator, we think not just of today's creation, we also think about what he plans to do for eternity future, the new creation.
所以当我们今天在讲神的创造的时候，我们不单只是讲神所创造的现在的这个世界，我们还要来想他所要创造的在将来那个新造的永远永恒的世界。
Talk about amazing.The creation that hasn't yet come.
所以我们要想，那未来的还没有发生的这个创造将是多么的更奇妙。
In Isaiah 65, the prophet says, Behold, I create new heavens and new earth.
在以赛亚书65章那边他说，看啊，我创造一个新天新地。
The former things will not be remembered or come to mind.
因为这旧，过去的旧事已经不再会被纪念了。
2 Peter 3 says, For by God's word, the present heaven and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
所以在彼得后书这边也说，我们现今的世界呢，将来要经过审判的火。
And then he goes on and adds, We are looking for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells.
然后呢他继续说但是我们所盼望的是一个新天新地有义居在其中。
We need to let that become a catalyst for us then to erupt in praise.
我们必须让这些的思想呢能够帮助我们来就是很惊异的来赞美神。
Yet this still requires a determination on our part to be more alert,To be more sensitive and conscious of creation and the amazing wonders that are all around us.
所以呢，我们这边部分要做的呢，就是我们必须要定义很去注意神的这些奇妙，我们才可以来赞美神。
There is so much soul enrichment that we forfeit when we are mindless of God's glories evident in His works in this world.
但是如果我们不去注意不经意神他在这个世界所给我们的这些创造的话我们就等于是放弃了我们能够真正很更深的来敬拜神的机会
Psalm 19:1 says The heavens are telling the glory of God
在诗篇19篇第一节他说诸天述说神的荣耀
So through these works we stand amazed at him
所以当我们看见他手所造的这些呢我们就是要来敬拜他。
Him who dreamed such wild dreams and brought them to reality.
因为神呢他自己有这么一个很奇妙很奇异异想天开的梦想而他自己亲自了来成就了他的梦想。
Psalm 145 says, One generation shall praise your works to another.
在诗篇第145篇他这里说这代要向那代述说传扬你的作为和大能
Parents and grandparents, you need to be teaching your kids and your grandkids to be amazed at the Creator.
所以呢我们做父母的还做祖父母的必须要教导我们的孩子还有我们的孙辈我们的造物神还有他奇妙的作为
Just as we exhort one another,To keep on believing, to keep on trusting Jesus, to walk in obedience, to look to Jesus.
所以呢，我们必须要彼此的劝勉，我们要继续的相信，继续的依靠神，继续的来顺服神，而且继续的来仰望耶稣。
So we also need to encourage one another to contemplate creation.
既然我们要这样子继续的，我们也同时要继续的鼓励我们。能够来默想这些创造
And to see through creation to the creator
并且从这些创造我们来看见造物的神
To be amazed at his works and to be amazed at him
让我们对他手所做的工来惊讶，那同时呢，我们也来惊讶他自己。
If his works are this wonderful, how wonderful must he be?
如果他手所做的工作是这么的奇妙，那他本身不是更奇妙吗？
And if this creation is this amazing, how amazing must the next one be?
如果他现在的创造是这么奇妙，那他将来的下一个创造岂不更奇妙？
This one's corruptible and corrupt. The next one is incorruptible.
这一个创造是还是会朽坏的，但是他下一个创造是不会朽坏的。
And so the beings in the throne room of heaven in Revelation 4.
所以在启示录第四章，当时在天上宝座旁边的
erupt in these words, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God."
所以呢，他们就发出了这样子的一个惊叹。他说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得的。”
To receive glory and honor.And power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and have been created.
因为他说你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
O Lord our God, we do bow in wonder and adoration at you, such an amazing creator.
造物的神，我们来到你的面前。我们真的就是来服服敬拜你，你是何等的奇妙，你是那位造物的神。
We confess and we ask your forgiveness for our insensitivity to the wonder that is all around us.
主啊，我们向你忏悔，也求你原谅我们，因为我们常常对你这个奇妙的创造，我们并不敏锐，我们并不去察觉。
Would you do a wonderful work in our hearts and teach us to see and be amazed and to praise you for everything we see.
主啊，我求你在我们的心里做一个奇妙的工作，使我们的眼睛得开，可以看见，可以感觉，并且可以用来赞美你。
Let us be those whose lips are filled with your praise at all times.
主啊，让我们成为那些一般的人，我们的嘴唇是充满了对你的赞美。
So these things we pray in the name of the Savior that we've been celebrating all morning together, Jesus our Lord.
我们这些的祷告是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。我们今天早上就是都是在这里庆祝我们的救主。
Amen.
Amen.